starting to run. Let me get closer. I wanna get closer. And we are a painter's sorrow.
Rough and Tumble performing for a virtual Rootstown session on WVTF. Mallory Graham and Scott Tyler joining us now. And where are you guys joining us from your current locale?
Today we are in Tallahassee, Florida. We are spending what we hope is the end of the pandemic down here at my sister's house. So,
oh, wonderful. From your lips to God's ears right there.
Yeah.
Let's hope so too. Speaking of which, you guys are brave putting out music in the middle of this pandemic. Not only the current album, We're Only Family If You Say So, but stuff before this as well.
Yeah. We've put out two albums since the pandemic hit. We did a Halloween project back in October. And this new record, We're Only Family If You Say So, we're terribly excited about. Mm-hmm. We've kind of been sitting on this one for, I guess, over a year. Mm-hmm. And we're really excited to be getting it out into people's
at
ears.
At last.
Yeah.
And as we mentioned before we started recording, you were down in East Nashville with our friend Dave Coleman producing this. And this is the second album Dave has produced for you. So I guess you like his work, huh?
Yeah, actually, it's the third,
it's,
right?
It's the third. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We met Dave through some mutual friends. You know, we used to live in East Nashville, and he was working at a coffee shop
when we first moved to Nashville.
He was one of the first people we both met.
Yeah, our friend he pointed Dave out and he said, "That guy, you need to know that guy."
Yeah. And then it, you know, took another 5-6 years until we started working with him. Mm-hmm. But he's a fantastic producer, great guy, and it's just part of a real good community of people down there in East Nashville.
And an excellent musician himself, which I'm sure is a benefit for anyone working with him in the studio to produce a record.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, I mean, you think of Dave as primarily a guitarist and a songwriter and a vocalist, but he can lay down some pretty good drums and bass too. And yeah,
we don't do anything anymore.
Yeah. enough about Dave. Let's talk about you. As I understand it, you guys first met up at a school of rock during college, and of all places, Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah,
absolutely. We were both going to different colleges at the time, but there was this study abroad or I guess it's not really abroad.
It's afar.
A study afar program in Martha's Vineyard, and it was one semester. It was very cold in the winter, and there were 30 students who just gathered together and learned how to record themselves and learned how to songwrite, or got better at songwriting. And we, from there, started making plans to create a music artist collective that ended up being in Asheville, North Carolina. a bunch of newly graduated students.
Yeah, it did not end well.
It failed.
It lasted maybe 6 months.
Yeah.
And then, as a lot of things do in your 20s, it did not work out. But we kept writing, and we started this group after we both moved to Nashville in 2011.
Yeah.
Well, let me relate how you describe yourselves. The Rough and Tumble are a dumpster folk thrift store Americana duo with two dogs, a rescue hamster. They travel around the country in a 16-foot camper. Now, as I understand it, when you took off on this adventure, you got some advice not to do it. And you disregarded that.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Very, very quickly. Yeah. Marvin, the salesperson, we said, oh, yeah, we're just going to live in this thing. And he said, please don't do that.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
We're like, Marvin, you don't know us. Here we are 6 years later, still making our parents proud.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
It's really not for everybody, but it was for us. And it's good to kind of.
And sometimes it's not even for us.
Sometimes it's not even for us.
Well, it seems to have. Worked out from your album Howling Back at the Wounded Dog in 2019. First track off of that, The Hardest Part, got you the Americana Song of the Year Award from the Independent Music Awards. Now, how did that feel? Did you feel vindicated at that point, saying, see, all those cold nights in that camper paid off?
Yeah, that was such a lift, because we didn't get that news until, I think it was late April or mid-April of 2020. And in the midst of, I think, filing for unemployment and canceling all of our shows for the year, this news came in that we had gotten the award, and we were like, yes, there's balance in the universe.
Well, I'd like to make an observation, and you tell me if I'm wrong. I get a sense there's a certain independent streak in you two.
Yes, there certainly is. I'm not sure where that comes from, but
I think it comes from being told to stay in line.
Yeah, I think so.
I have another quote here for you, either from one or both of you. Here you go. Joy and sorrow, comedy and drama all have the same punchline. It's just the setup that's different. So is that what you're doing? You're just providing setups for this?
Maybe. We hope there's a plan.
We sort of just, it's one of those jokes that you kind of stumble into and you're like, I think this is going to be funny. We just have to wait. It's either
going
to be really funny or really sad.
Well, what does that mean to you, though, that joy and sorrow, comedy and drama all have the same punchline? What does that mean to you?
Well, you know, I think it goes back to something I heard about Shakespeare, mm-hmm. or maybe about the Bible in
Greek
college.
Drama as
yeah,
well.
Greek
yeah.
dramas are it's all the same kind of story. It's mm-hmm. just if there's
it's how you frame it.
It's how you frame it. Like I think the example that was given was that this story of Jesus dying on a cross is actually a comedy. Like it's set up as a comedy in the way that it was written. Mm-hmm. And I think we both kind of just took that to mean that that dark humor is acceptable,
and I think that's kind of how we approach a lot of our songs, is especially when we were first writing together, we had a lot of dense baggage to sort through, but we were also the kind of people that we just wanted to have a good time as well, and we were trying to find ways constantly to be doing both of those things at the same, like we wanted to sucker punch people, we really wanted to like welcome them in, let's have a good time, and then let's sucker punch them with this lyric and then we'll laugh about it later.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's like, come on, we're just a sincere folk duo here.
You have encapsulated it.
Yeah, that is.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, we just need a stooge.
Yeah.
We're talking with the Rough and Tumble, Mallory Graham and Scott Tyler, currently located in Tallahassee, Florida, about their new album, We're Only Family, If You Say So. Let's talk that one song on there, You're Not Going Alone. What are you trying to sucker punch us with on that one?
Well, it's kind of a perky song about breaking up with your family. So it's...
Yeah, that one came right after we had separated from my parents a couple years ago, and it was not a mutual thing. It was something that I had been working on for a long time, and as we drove away for the last time, we were up in Michigan, later staying at a friend's house, and we just sort of realized when we were writing it that all the things that I loved, I can never go back to again, and so I had to find those things that I loved, you know, with me. And one of those things was this beautiful maple tree that I grew up with in my backyard. And we were looking around and there were maples everywhere. And so it's kind of about realizing that those loyalties, if they don't do anything, if they don't serve the purpose of love and peace, then there's no point in being loyal anymore. And you can find home elsewhere.
Yeah.
And so it's definitely a perky song about sadness.
Yeah. That takes some courage to, come to that realization and just do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of, you know, we were talking yesterday and we don't necessarily plan for these albums to follow this theme. They kind of just choose us. they make themselves apparent, yeah. You know, and mm-hmm. So that's just kind of what's been going on in our personal life, I guess, mm-hmm. for the last couple of years.
And it sort of emanates, like, nothing is isolated. Once you start putting stuff out there like that, like anything that you write and put out, it morphs. And once it's out there, it becomes everyone else's to interpret, of course. But this song in particular has been, we released it as a single, and it has really been moving people to kind of say, you know, those people don't call me by my name. They don't treat me in a way that, you know, is helpful for them or me. So I should let it go. And it's been a really beautiful thing to see people reaching out and responding in ways that we didn't intend for, yeah. as well.
Well, I think it's time we heard that song. It's the Rough and Tumble from their new album, We're Only Family If You Say So, You're Not Going Alone. Recorded live for this virtual Roots Down session on WVTF.
You don't need to call me by my name. You don't need to call me by my name. You can call out to the maple trees, they'll hear you just the same. You don't need to call me by my name. You don't need it, what you've been served. You can run out to the cornfield, bramble berries for dessert. You don't need it, what you've been served. You can stand there, stricken at your old front door, shake the dust you swore you'd fall. shake the dust you swore you'd fold. You may not belong here anymore. You're not going alone. You're not going alone. You're not going alone.
Roots Down Radio Sessions recorded live. Search Roots Down at WVTF.org.
Why didn't we listen to Joni and the song that she had sung? She was crying for our apples. Now we're crying for the spots on our lawn. Farmer gotta make a living. Corporate gonna cut their dime. Why didn't we listen to Joni back when we had the Joni.